Quasi mau.
Chandler, how was your day?
It was all right. Other than having to deal with all these idiots in the road, I'm good.
They're everywhere these days, and you just have to kind of watch out for them because they won't watch out for you, right?
Exactly.
My day went by pretty quick, and it was pretty much uneventful, so that was a good thing. And tomorrow's Friday. That's even better.
Weekend's off?
Weekend's off.
That's nice.
Part about it is my wife, she's usually only off about one weekend a month.
Well, you know, it's nice to be married and all that, and it's, I'm just going to be honest. I'd like to have a girlfriend, but I don't think I'd want to have a marriage.
I've been married most of my life, yeah. 16 years the first time until she passed away, and now it's, must be 23 or 24 now.
I'm sorry for your loss there, sir.
Things just happen, and you know, and but there's good ones out there. You just and but you're only going to get out of it what you're willing to put into it. That's for sure.
Hey, you got a little bit of like a humming noise in the background. You know what that might be?
A minute. Just go away now.
Still there. Well, I can hear everything you're saying. I just want to let you know you do have some noise coming in. I don't know what it is.
It's when I'm running the AC. Sometimes you hear it running.
It kind of sounds like a vacuum cleaner a little bit.
This one is, it's a hybrid, so the battery's in the console and it's really hard to get to, so I just have it plugged into the cigarette lighter, so I'm sure I'm picking up all kinds of motor noise out of it.
Wait a minute, so they make ham radios that you can plug into the cigarette lighter?
A power cord plugged into the cigarette lighter.
It tells me I have to connect to the car battery, negative and positive terminals. That's what I did. Didn't know it could be a little more easier than that.
I had to do it, and that's how I have it in my truck. You know what I mean? It's hooked straight to the battery and everything. That way you got less, you know, you got a good grind, you got less interference with the motor noise and everything. But this one was really hard to do, and I didn't want to take a chance on tearing up something with, you know, it being a hybrid and everything. So I just plugged it into the cigarette lighter. KN4 TFW.
Understandable. Yeah, depending on where your battery is located, because mine is located below the left front steering wheel, not steering wheel, below my left front tire. So y'all know how that feels.
This one's in the center console inside of the, you know, right between the seats, and you can get the cover off, but man, you can barely see the battery to start with when you get all the stuff off, so it was going to be nearly impossible to hook a wire up to it.
It's true. Luckily, on this car, they have negative and positive terminals under the hood where the battery actually should be, but they didn't know how to build a car right, so they just put it wherever they wanted to. And it's a Chrysler. It's not supposed to be like that.
Getting to a bad spot. It should be better. KN4 TFW.
4 TFW, KN4 WWZ for ID. I was saying, luckily on this car, they do have secondary negative and positive terminals underneath the hood, where the battery actually should be, but because the you know, greedy little thinker, smart engineering geek with Chrysler designed this car the way that they thought it should be designed instead of asking the people. Well, let me just say this. They messed it up, and they don't know how to build the engine right on this car. It's a joke.
It definitely makes things hard to get to. And then I know I have a couple of spots out under the hood that you could jump the car with. You know, and I could probably hook it to there because I'm sure it goes straight to the battery. And but I just haven't done it. This one works good for now, and it makes it easy if I want to pop it out and put it in a different car for, you know, for a road trip or something.
Yep, Roger, 100% on that.
If you got one to run, that runs, to just take care of it right now until you can save up and get you something different, you know, something that's, you know, a little more decent.
Copy.
Windy over this way. Is it windy over where you're at?
Be bad.
It's really swaying back and forth.
Isn't it the wind gust?
I don't know how bad it's gusting now, and I don't have a weather station yet at the house.
You know, they make them now that have the wind things on them, and they can do all kinds of stuff. You can even post the weather station data on the internet.
I just bought one for work. It was about a $900 one.
What kind of fancy stuff does it do? I
don't really know what all the extras it does, but we got to have a good one, you know, a reliable one, because, you know, if any gas or anything gets out or any chemicals, we really need to know which way the wind's blowing and that, so, you know, in case there's an issue.
Chemical plant, I hear you on that. Guys, for a second, I got to get out of the car. At 10:40, I'm going to sign off here. And I hope to talk to you soon. I'll be playing your final. This is KO4WZ.
You have a good evening, and maybe we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW 73.